Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
Pacific Dataport is preparing for the launch of their first purpose-built satellite named the Aurora 4A. The Aurora 4A satellite will go up as a secondary payload on the SpaceX Falcon Heavy, which launches from the largest pad of the Kennedy Space Center in Cape Canaveral, Florida, Pad 39A. The launch is scheduled for Tuesday, April 18th, 3 p.m. Alaska time. The Aurora 4A satellite follows a series of satellites with similar names launched decades ago to help connect Alaskans. This satellite uses the most advanced technology and recently deployed innovations, such as onboard processing and physically smaller sizing. The Aurora 4A is also operating with high throughput capabilities, which allows more data capacity than older satellites. Pacific Dataport is focused on providing affordable, middle-mile backhaul and last-mile broadband using the newest satellite technology. Clients using the satellite include telecoms, wired and wireless, nonprofits, hospitals, clinics, schools, libraries, governments, tribal, local, state and federal, and Alaska Native corporations, villages, tribes, and tribal consortiums. The Aurora 4A will transmit both broadband and cellular backhaul data. A launch party is planned inside the Microcom flagship store located International and C Street in Anchorage starting at 2 p.m. on April 18th in Anchorage. The event is open to the public and reservations can be made on the story at RadioKenai.com. For those hoping to watch the launch online, there's also a link to the SpaceX YouTube page to watch the launch on Tuesday, April 18th. Alaska's wildland fire season officially started April 1st, and Division of Forestry and Fire Protection burn permits are now required on all state, municipal, and private lands that do not have a local burn permit program in effect. The small-scale burn permits are good for burning one brush pile, using one burn barrel, or the burning of a maintained lawn. Large-scale permitting is available for any burning not covered under the small-scale permit and has more stringent requirements like a site inspection, additional people, water, or heavy equipment. Brush pile burning and the use of burn barrels are two of the leading sources of human-caused wildland fires in Alaska. Each year, as the snow rapidly melts, the dead grass in the brush and yards or around burn barrels can dry out within just a few short hours of sunlight and become extremely flammable. In most cases, grass fires spread rapidly and can cause damage to structures, homes, equipment, and other infrastructure. Unextinguished hot embers and ash piles can thaw the ground and burn down into the root systems, mulch, and moss, and rekindle in later weeks when hot, dry weather sets in. In April and May, most of the fires we respond to are started by some type of human activity. We typically don't see lightning-caused fires until late May or early June, said Division of Forestry and Fire Protection Chief of Fire and Aviation Norm McDonald. That means most early-season fires are preventable. If people follow the safe burning guidelines on their burn permits, we as Alaskans can help each other out and prevent unintentional wildfires. The free Division of Forestry and Fire Protection small-scale permits can be printed online through a link at RadioKenai.com. Burn permits are also available at local state DOF offices in Delta Junction, Fairbanks, Glen Allen, Palmer, Soldana, and Tok, as well as through the local fire departments. If you need a large-scale burn permit, contact your nearest Division of Forestry office. You'll find a link at RadioKenai.com. The Division of Public Assistance has an important message for households that receive health care through Medicaid, including Denali KidCare or Denali KidCare. Make sure your contact information is up to date. Medicaid renewals are a yearly review process required by the federal government. This is how the Division redetermines whether recipients meet the federal guidelines. The process is in place to make sure that people with Medicaid benefits are still eligible to receive them. Find complete details on the story at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.